From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reassured the nation today that he is in charge and that a coup attempt by some members of the military was over. The sounds of blast of gunfire, however, continued across the capital, Ankara, as well as Istanbul throughout the morning, and it was unclear who was in control of military headquarters in Ankara. Mr. Erdogan speaking here through an interpreter.
In our army forces, a minority group cannot accept our unity. They have 40 years of history. They are not only in army forces, police forces, but in different government institutions as well. This is a riot. This is a betrayal of our country, and they are going to pay for this.
President Erdogan said those behind the coup attempt are associated with the U.S.-based Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, as we hear now from Dorian Jones in Istanbul.
The president once, and Gulen were once very close allies in the early years when he became power as prime minister, but subsequently fell out and have become mortal enemies. And the president over the years has repeatedly accused followers of Gulen, who are believed to have many followers, meant to have a large presence within the Turkish state, including the army, of being responsible for trying to overthrow him. And this latest event, using the military, president says, is the latest example of Gulen trying to overthrow him from power.
Dorian Jones in Istanbul. In response to the attempted coup, President Obama and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have called on all parties in Turkey to support the country's democratically elected government. This is VOA News. France has begun 3 days of national mourning today following the attack on Bastille Independence Day celebrations in Nice. The assault left at least 84 people dead, including 10 children. Authorities say 52 people were left critically wounded before the attacker was shot dead by police. He has been identified as 31-year-old Mohamed Bouel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. French President François Hollande has extended for 3 months the national state of emergency that's been in place since the Paris attacks killed 130. In Washington, President Obama reacted to the Nice attack, saying the scourge of international terrorism affects all people of all faiths.
In recent weeks, we've seen heinous attacks inspired or directed by ISIL here in the United States, in Turkey, in Iraq, in Bangladesh, in Saudi Arabia. And these terrorists are targeting and killing innocent people of all backgrounds and all faiths, including Muslims.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Britain's new Prime Minister Theresa May, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, and Pope Francis are among the many who condemned Thursday's attack in Nice. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they have reached agreement on a series of steps to bring about an end to Syria's civil war. Speaking after talks in Moscow, Secretary Kerry said both sides stressed that closer cooperation between the U.S. and Russia was critical to ending a conflict that has killed as many as 500,000 people, as well as contributing to the global migration crisis and spawning the international expansion of the Islamic State.
It is possible to help restore the cessation of hostilities, significantly reduce the violence, and help create the space for a genuine and credible political transition.
Secretary Kerry said that the steps would not be laid out in public and are not based on trust, but do outline what he called sequential responsibilities. Foreign Minister Lavrov says that both sides share understanding that they need each other and that they are needed by the international community. Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy is lobbying the European Parliament to impose measures on Cambodia in the wake of a concerted government crackdown on dissent and the murder of a prominent government critic last week. Speaking to VOA after giving testimony to the parliamentarians, Rainsy said he hoped Europe would follow up on an earlier pledge to link Cambodia's aid program with improvements in human rights. While EU lawmakers can vote to levy sanctions against individuals linked to crimes, Rainsy says they are considering freezing finances of those in question.
That's the latest world news from VOA.